Well, when I was growing up, my room was on the front side of our ranch-style house. And every Christmas, we would put up lights and decorations outside, including every year one of those like big plastic lighted nativity scenes. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like the plastic Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, maybe some shepherds, the three wise men, a couple camels, maybe some sheep. Every year we would put up all those decorations outside, and I loved falling asleep watching it snow. Watching it snow as I fell asleep, that was one of the first times in my life that I can recall feeling like God was with me. My counselor calls those moments Emmanuel moments, God with us moments. See, when I was little in junior high, my parents were going through a divorce. And things were hard. A lot was uncertain and changing. A lot I had thought I'd known about our family had shifted. A lot I thought I knew about the church had been shattered. But every Christmas, there was baby Jesus sitting in the manger outside my window, snow softly falling on his little plastic face. And I felt God with me, bringing peace, bringing comfort, bringing light in my deep darkness. I didn't realize the significance of those moments with God until I was a lot older. I didn't realize how important it was for me to recognize that my whole life, no matter how dark things felt, God was there. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate that no matter how dark things are, Jesus is here. God came near. And with his coming, he brought a light. And that light cannot be extinguished by the darkness. John chapter 1 says it this way: in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Have you been feeling the heaviness of darkness recently? It feels like these past few years have just been hard. The world around us seems to be falling apart. We've lost loved ones to COVID. We've been isolated from the things and people that help us flourish. There's so much conflict. Conflict between nations, conflict between political parties, even conflict within families. I know many of us are trying to figure out, how do we love friends and family that see the world so very differently than we do? Some of us are struggling with mental illness or recovery from addictions. All of that's harder these last 18 months. Some of us are struggling physically with chronic health issues or cancer or with these lingering effects of COVID. Some of us are feeling hopeless over parents, kids, spouse, friends. There's just a lot of darkness, isn't there? And you know what's worse? I feel like we've just almost gotten used to it. We've almost just started to believe that this is the way it's always going to be. That we just always will need to try and figure out how to muddle through life with a constant sense of darkness. And that's why we need Christmas Harbor. That's why we're celebrating tonight, because although we see the darkness, it is real, it is all around us, Christmas reminds us that darkness didn't win. Darkness doesn't have the last word. Darkness doesn't last forever. At Christmas, we celebrate the one who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, Jesus came precisely because things are so dark. He didn't come just to help us be okay with living in the darkness. He came to banish the darkness forever. Several times in the Bible, Jesus is called the bright morning star, the sunrise, the light that breaks into deep darkness and causes it to flee. In the darkest night, Jesus is our reason for hope. In the deepest despair, he is who gives us joy. In the chaos all around us, he provides a peace that makes no earthly sense. In the face of the ugliest hate, Jesus floods the world with his love. Love that is unending, unmatched, and indescribably deep and high and wide and long. So if this Christmas you're feeling lost in the dark, tonight we're invited to remember that with the birth of Jesus, light burst onto the scene. The sun began to rise. The sun began to extinguish the darkness. The sun will eventually drag every bit of darkness into the light and make it cease to exist. So this Christmas, if you're feeling brokenhearted, the light of the world wants to flood your heart with comfort. If this Christmas you're feeling exhausted, the light of the world says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul." If this Christmas you're feeling like an outcast, like you don't belong, the light of the world invites you to his table, where everyone gets a seat. If this Christmas you're feeling anger over injustice or the evil you see in the world, the light of the world invites you to see the reality that a day is coming where every prayer for justice will be answered. If you're feeling this Christmas like your sin is too much, like you're unworthy, the light of the world invites you to see the reality that there is nothing his love can't forgive, nothing his power can't restore. Harbor, the light of the world has come. The light of the world is here with us. So bring whatever is filling your heart with a sense of darkness this Christmas and set it in front of the one who will flood the darkness with light, who will reveal every brokenness, every evil, every injustice, every pain, every heartbreak, every sickness, and whose light will banish them forever, will eventually make them a distant memory, will cause them to become untrue. Harbor, the light of the world has come. Jesus, thank you for the reality that you came to bring light to the darkness. You know where every single one of us in this room is feeling heaviness tonight. You know what situations in our lives are feeling heavy and dark. And we celebrate the God who wants to flood that darkness with light, who wants to invite all of us in, all of us into the party that is full of light and joy and laughter and love. Thank you that you are a God who comes near, who comes to rescue us from darkness. Thank you that we get to remember you at Christmas as the God who came near, our Emmanuel, in whose name we pray. Amen.